Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the 7MRC podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how average people achieve above average things. That's coming up next. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the 7MLC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. I genuinely hope everybody is safe and well during this time. Still very scary period of life, very uncertain as to when this is all going to end. We're kind of all in the same boat here, but I really hope you and your families are safe and healthy. I hope it's not impacting you too drastically, and if it is, my thoughts go out to you. Stay strong, and it's all going to pass eventually. We just got to get through this together. Feel free to reach out for any advice, and if I can help in any way, I will do so. But just to jump into today's episode, I hope it brings you somewhat encouragement, maybe some motivation, a bit of inspiration, whatever you need out of this podcast. I really hope it brings you that today. But I just want to talk about how average people achieve above average things. Because I was thinking the other day, so what inspired me to talk about this is my wife and I were setting up my home office. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while, is set up a workspace in my home where I can be more productive with the 7MLC training business. So we set up my office, we put things on the wall, we put things on the shelf, and I was digging out some of my memorabilia to put out. So I've got my 7MLC 100,000 subscribers plaque, the silver play button. I've got my All-American Awards from college. I've got my first pro contract. I haven't put that on the wall, but it was in the folder with all my special things, if we want to call it that. And I was just kind of thinking back, because my wife asked me this question, because especially during this time, I've found myself working hard, kind of keeping myself busy. And I think part of the reason I'm working a little bit more right now is because I don't have that competitive outlet that I usually get from playing football with my team. So I was supposed to be going into season with my team. As you guys know, the season was cancelled. I've been still training by myself, but I don't have that real competitive outlet that I'm used to. And it's tough. So I'm finding myself working harder in other areas of my life, maybe overcompensating for it a little bit. So I'm training a lot in the gym, in my home gym. I'm doing a lot of touches on the ball. I'm trying to put out more content on my YouTube channels, more podcasts, trying to bring more value to people and just keep myself busy. And she kind of asked me a little bit tongue in cheek. She said, "Do you ever take a mental break? Are you always thinking about YouTube? Are you always thinking about training? Do you ever feel like you can rest?" And she kind of said it jokingly, because I think on that day I kept thinking about different ideas, and I always run my ideas past her, like, "What do you think about this? What do you think about that?" And she's always giving me feedback. Maybe on that day I was giving a lot of ideas, and she kind of just jokingly said, "Do you ever take a day off just to rest? Do you ever feel like you can take a little mental vacation?" And I was thinking more about that, and I was thinking how 10 years ago I was literally in England playing Sunday League, where I'd have to pay £5 a week, and playing with guys, some were overweight, some would show up hungover to the matches. It certainly wasn't a very good level, and it was very average, you know, it's just, and the whole lifestyle back then was very average. I worked in a gym. I wasn't much of a personal trainer. I had the certification, but I was in a village gym where people didn't really want personal training. So my job revolved around cleaning sweaty gym equipment. Then I would go train sometimes, do a little bit of gym work, then go train with my team and play on a weekend. And that was pretty much my life. And it came to a point where I wanted more. So the only way I knew I was going to achieve anything above average was to put in an above average amount of work. I've kind of talked about something similar in a previous podcast, how I started training for the opportunity I wanted instead of the opportunity I had. So I started going for runs, I started putting a lot of gym work in, I started getting a lot of extra technical work in to stand out amongst the competition that I was currently playing against. And it started to work. You know, I started to improve as a player. I was very average growing up. I wasn't necessarily gifted. I was quite a natural talent in terms of fitness, running. I was quite fast. But in terms of my technical ability on the ball, I was definitely average growing up. And I knew I had to put in that above average amount of work if I wanted to see above average results. And then once I started getting a taste of that, I started applying this to other areas of my life. I was a very poor student in high school growing up. My grades were very average. I think my GCSEs, the majority were C's. And I think the only A I got was PE, of course, because it was sports and I was keen to do that. And I think the only other good grade I got was media studies. So ironic that my life now revolves around playing football and making YouTube videos. That's probably a little hint back then of what I was supposed to be doing. So that's fun to look back on. But as far as everything else, it was extremely average. Maths, I really struggled to get that C. Language, I really struggled to get that C. Every other topic. And I knew if I wanted to get better grades, I had to study more. I had to actually take an interest in the topics and put in above average amounts of work, even to get average results, to be honest. So, and that's an important part. Don't compare yourself with other people because we all have our own natural baseline. There's some of us who could go outside right now and run a marathon in a really good time. And there's others of us who would have to train for an entire year just to get even close to that other person's time. So it's important to stay in our own lane, understand our own abilities, and put above average amounts of work in our own journey. So don't try and just compare yourself to others, because if they're naturally really good and they're okay with that, they're not putting in above average amounts of work. So even if they're really good already, they could be so much better if they put in the work. So don't lead by their example, I guess. Don't follow what they're doing, because you're not trying to be average. You're not trying to be an average version of yourself. You want to be above average and excel in whatever you're doing. So make sure we stay in our own lanes. Don't compare yourself to others. And that's really important. So I was kind of looking at other areas of my life as well. I found this feature on YouTube that I didn't know existed, where I can literally click back and put my videos in order from oldest to newest. So I can go right back to the first video I ever made. And I was watching back, it was in 2011. So this is before it was any form of career. You couldn't get paid on YouTube or anything like that. I literally just did it for the love. But I was reviewing these football boots. They were some of the old Total 90 Laser 3s, I think. And it was the most awkward thing I've ever watched in my life. Back then, I thought it was really good. But watching it now, I couldn't form full sentences. I didn't know how to describe. I didn't know how to edit videos. So there was all these long pauses, awkward silences. And I compare that to my videos now. And I'm not saying my videos are amazing, but they've certainly improved. I can actually articulate my thoughts a bit better. I can put four sentences together. My vocabulary has improved a little bit. And I thought, how has it improved so much? And I look and I've almost uploaded 400 videos between those old ones and now. And that was the kicker for me. That was it. That's the only reason I've improved, is because I put in above average amounts of work, a lot of trial and error, repeating the process over and over again. So with each video, if you watched every single video one after the other, you wouldn't see much improvement. But when you see the oldest video compared to the newest video, you're like, wow, that is such a difference. And I think that's the issue with us. We're always making measurements day to day on our progress. So if you're training for a marathon, if you're timing yourself every day, there might only be a couple of seconds, so it might not seem like there's a huge improvement. But if you timed your marathon time now, or your 5k time right now, then in a year from now, after training every day, you recorded your time again, I'm sure the difference would be a lot more. So that's really my key message here, is put in above average amounts of work, but don't compare yourself to others, and don't compare yourself day by day. It's not important to log every measurement every single day. That's a quick way to get demotivated, because improvement is slow and anything worthwhile takes time. I know I've shared this message before, but that is the important message here. Anything that's worthwhile takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. And it's not being above average as a person in terms of your ability, in terms of your talent. It's just about putting in above average amounts of work. And I'm not anything special, and I don't think I am. I don't believe I am. I don't claim to be. I'm not playing at an amazing level now, but I did play Sunday League 10 years ago, and now I do play in a professional league. So there is a gap there. There is a huge amount of improvement. Going from paying £5 a week to now, it pretty much my career. I make my living off kicking a ball around. It's insane to think about. And back then, even as a teenager, you know, that's late to start pursuing professional football. But even as a teenager, I was still playing Sunday League. And I just didn't take no for an answer. I knew I was an average player. I knew I was an average person. And the only reason or way that I could achieve anything was by putting in above average amounts of work. So I just want to encourage all of you out there, if you're ever feeling average, and that's because you are, and it's not a bad thing. We're all average in our own way. But all you need to do is put in above average amounts of work in whatever you're doing. I know I have a huge variety of different listeners. Some of you want to be footballers. Some of you want to be high level chefs. Some of you want to be writers. Some of you want to be doctors. Whatever you want to do, you need to put in above average amounts of work if you want to stand out from the competition and be the best version of yourself. So that's my encouragement for you today. Don't worry about being average. Just worry about putting in above average amounts of work. So hope this uplifts you. Hope this encourages you. Again, I really hope you and your families are safe and well through this time. We are going to get through it. It's just going to take a little bit of time, a little bit of patience, but we can still work hard and achieve things and be productive throughout this time. Don't put your life on hold and wait for this storm to pass, okay? So guys, I really hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Hope you got something out of it. Feel free to message me with any questions or anything at all. I'm here to help and we're in this together, so feel free to reach out. Thanks so much for lending me your ears today. I really hope you enjoyed it and I will see you guys, well, at least talk to you guys in my next podcast.